No! I'm not going to make you show your tattoo today.
But I can. I don't mind.
I didn't know. It ain't always about you, man. No, you kept saying, I'm not taking my shirt off. I'm like, you don't take your shirt off. Well, it ain't about you. You know, being around me, it's about me. I'm selfish that way. I'm a radio guy. It's all about what I'm going to do.
This is your second time on TV this week.
I know. Listen, we're on.
Look at you. Look at the way you just sat up. Look at you. Just sat up. Why don't you lean into the camera and be TV man?
No, I was wondering if we're a little too short, but I think it looks okay.
You good.
No, so I was on Fox 6. We'll talk about Olivia Newton-John because you didn't get a chance to really talk about her.
Can I help you out on just one tiny minor thing? And we're live and it's all raw and all that kind of stuff. It's all good. There you go. Look at us real close.
I got that, yeah.
This is not cable access.
There you go.
None of that.
So we got some good microphones. See, that's what happens when we're in a rush.
Yeah, you kiss. Okay.
Maybe.
This is behind the scenes.
Maybe if get in and we could talk a little bit.
Working on my East Coast clients, man.
East Coast, my ass. East Coast clients.
You know, this gig doesn't pay that well.
I know. Today on the Curry and Claypo Show here on Facebook Live and coming soon to Tony Curry Radio Live as well. Running a small business sucks sometimes, man. It's like
waiting
for money to come in and you spend it all and you just wait for it to come back and it's just, but it's all.
But you know what they tell you? Listen, you know what they tell you? They tell you this, you hear this all the time. Most small businesses, much like restaurants, the majority of small businesses, when people are starting them, do not succeed after about a couple of years, right?
I think it was five years? Yeah, I think 7 in 10 businesses don't make it 3 years.
Okay.
We're after 3 years. So we're kind of. But this is, what did I tell you? Like 3 years ago, you were sitting down with me on your front porch. You're like, what makes you think this is going to work? I mean, what happens if it doesn't? I said, it has to.
Yes, you did.
It will work.
You did. And then look at you on TV yesterday or Monday or whatever it was.
3 more days, baby. We have ourselves a show. Janice and Mike, by the way, they're the coolest people. I love
Fox
6. They're totally cool. And they're unlike any TV station or in town in that they... they're just cool. I mean, there's a lot of TV people. Like, you give TV people, like, 45 seconds to say whatever they want, and they would just freeze. They would look in the camera, because if they can't read off a teleprompter, they're lost. And Janice and Mike have a great relationship. They have a mutual respect for each other. They've been in the business a long time, and they're just fun. And I love being on that Good Day Extra part with you.
You know what I was going to say just quickly about that show? We're talking about it locally.
Yeah.
I really think nationally, if you sort of look across, and I'm not talking the gigantic network shows, but if you sort of look at local, they are some of the best just because of what you just said. You know, they're not cookie cutter. Mm-mm. And that's what I really like. I mean, obviously I enjoy being on with them. Obviously we're grateful to be on, but like, that's what I like about it. I don't feel like I'm being interviewed by somebody who's not paying attention to me.
Yeah.
And that really goes with everybody at the station. But, yeah that's what's so great about it.
It was cool. I went and saw Jeremy and saw Vanessa and saw Toy and met a great guy who does the sound, Larry. Super nice guy. And, no, they're just, but they're a family. And you can't fake chemistry, man.
No, you can't.
You cannot fake chemistry. Eventually, it will take you down or build you up. UK, man.
Yes. What? I'll be there today, by the way. First time in 2 years.
You'll be at Fox 6 day?
2 years.
So you broke.
Huh?
You broke. You're going in.
Well, because I'm...
I got COVID, gotcha. COVID wins.
Yeah. Well, I...
You gave in.
No, I got antibodies.
Yeah, but you...
Yes. Well, because they... Basically, they told me. They're like, you're in.
If you want to be on television, you're going to have to go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then. So I am. I'm getting a little nervy. I might cry. I think I was trying to decide if I was going to be nervous or like nostalgic. And you know me. I'm Mr. like nostalgic. I think I might cry. I might cry on air. Morgan, it's so good to see you.
Okay, go. UK man caught by police. This is a great... I sent you a story.
Yeah,
this morning.
I saw him. So, yeah.
Evidently, a dude steals a car, and they went to his girlfriend's house, and they found a big, giant stuffed bear, like that big bear used to have, and it was breathing. He was inside the bear. I sent you the story this morning.
No, I did. Yeah.
What a great idea. If he could have held his breath for a few minutes, he took all the stuffing out.
I was just going to say.
The bears was sitting in the corner. What a great hiding
place. Well, those big bears are like you.
Sesame Street's Rosita has just been canceled. She has not been seen since the family had sued Disney World for $25 million because of their Muppets being racist. Remember the one that did not shake the hands of the little black girl high-fived everyone else but missed the little black girl with her suing for $25 million, so Rosita's gone. Okay. Gas just went below $4 a gallon this morning.
Woohoo! Listen, you know what's so funny? That is us. We will do anything to adapt to, like, what – to adapt emotionally, psychologically to what we have going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and we do it by – first, it's outrageous. Yeah. We're like, oh, my God. Right? And then somehow – and then we're complaining. And then it just is. Yeah. We don't really say anything about it.
Uh-huh.
It just is. And then you make that announcement, and you're like, oh, it's under $5, and we're all celebrating.
No, we have set our standard. We have stretched the elastic pants.
But you
– We've stretched yes. it out to the point where all of a sudden – and that's why – that's why we must set our standards incredibly high, because or low, depending on what you're saying. Right. Because when you break through those things,
yeah,
it's easier to continue to break it and push it higher and higher and faster and faster. So $2 a gallon was horrible. $3 right. a gallon was horrible. $4 was even worse. Oh my gosh, $5, and now we're back to $4. We feel pretty good about ourselves because we have stretched. We have pushed that. It's like I used to drink 14 beers a night, but now I'm only drinking 11, so I'm
look
doing
how
better.
Well,
you're still drinking 11 beers, right? We've set a new standard for ourselves. We'll be on Fox 6 this morning talking about tats and piercings, and this kind of goes to young folks getting tats.
Where do you think this came from?
I have no idea,
but
I love it. Well,
my
kid went to high school today for the first day of high school, yes. Xavier. So I know tats are much more contemporary and accepted now than they've ever been.
Yeah.
And piercings are to an extent too. My 10-year-old daughter wants to get her ears pierced. I'm like,
oh, well, that's not what? Too.
But I mean, that's, but as a parent, I remember you. Walking in my mom and dad's house in 1984 with an ear piercing in my left ear because I'm not gay.
Yes, sir, you're 2 years older than me. Yeah. I walked in 86.
And my dad about whipped my ass. I was in radio since I was 14, so I was
understand,
because
yeah.
I want to be myself, and you need to be who you are. Yeah. And I came in with it, and my dad's like, no.
See, but you can't. See, I was raised in
LA. And I did. I was like, yes, sir.
No. I was raised in LA in a divorced family.
Yeah.
Right? And I had seven of us who, like, decided to go do that.
Yeah.
Five were like, their parents were like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, I was... Hey, you know, my mom's like, oh, that looks pretty good.
And I'll show off my brand new tattoo at 9:35 this morning on Fox 6.
I know, you got some ink.
It's right here.
Don't do that, it must hurt.
Got it a couple days ago after I was on Fox 6.
Janice, man, I'll tell you, getting divorced is just changes your whole...
It really does. You only have so much life to live, my friend. Today is Global Kinetic Sand Day. It's National Hip Hop Day.
Okay.
That kinetic sand thing is a stuff that's not sandy, but it's, yeah. Plus, age gaps in marriages tell the story. We always say there's outliers and everything. Oh. Elizabeth Taylor was married to her fifth husband forever.
I had a conversation.
And they were 31 years apart, but that is an outlier. It does happen. There are success stories, and they can sit there on the mountaintop and say, well, it worked for us. Well, it does not work for the rest of us.
Good.
I got
Thank
some
you.
Really good, interesting numbers that I got
good.
From psychology
I want to hear.
Today that we'll get into. And we get into that because of the Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian
split. Right, which you and I talked about, yes.
She's 13 years older than him. I don't know if the age gap had as much to do with that situation as opposed to the fact that they are just both super busy. He wanted to move to Australia. She wanted to move to the West Coast. She's got four kids. And now people are feeling really sad for Pete Davidson because they feel like she used him to promote her new Hulu thing. And I'm saying it was a 9-month relationship.
Yeah.
9-month relationship, that's great. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? And the reason that everyone's poo-pooing on it, now Pete's in therapy. Kanye's posting stuff that Pete is dead. Did she
funny.
Use Pete just to make Kanye jealous?
Yes. No.
It goes on and on and on.
But you know what? That storyline, I really want us to dive
He's
into
He's got
that.
Tattoos. He branded her initials under his arm. Not a tattoo, but branded. That's something you can't get rid of. He branded himself, burned it into his skin, and he also has some tattoos of her kids.
You got tattoos of her kids?
Oh
man. I have to wait till you let me do this, but I'm just going to say one word.
Yeah.
Maturity.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go. Will you let me get into this
and,
at some point?
Yes. Okay. And do all heterosexual men look at hot women?
Oh, that's so funny.
Coming from Joe Francis. I love this story. You know who Joe Francis is?
Yeah.
Girls Gone Wild guy?
Yeah.
He posted a picture of him and Kylie Jenner on her birthday yesterday. She turned 25. And he posted a picture of him on a boat with her, visibly staring right at her backside, saying, "It was just like yesterday, you turned 18. And of course, the guy's a creep, right? He made $1 billion, and of course he got sued, and underage girls showing their breasts and everything else. And so people were going after him, and they were like, "You're sick. Thank God she at least was 18 when he was staring at her, blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Listen," he goes, "every guy does it. Don't lie here. Every guy looks at hot women when they're heterosexual. Is that true or not?" We'll get into that story coming up in a few minutes.
So much to say.
Our brand new programming started this past Monday, which means about an hour and 45 minutes, Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. He is now the CEO of Montgomery Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. It's a great non-for-profit show. That show runs at 10 o'clock, Adaptive Parish, with Dr. Josh Claypo and Dr. Alex Ahublin from Adaptive Gent runs at noon. Damon Johnson at 3, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, 5 o'clock. Need to Know with Kip Kiefer, which is our fastest growing show because he's very opinionated. He talks a lot of politics, and I love that, whether you like it or his views or not. I love having some politics on Tony Curry Radio, and the way he does it is great because he plays both sides of the fence. Need to Know at 6 o'clock, Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Ross, Rab Stewart, should I say, with the Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, Blues Almighty Austin Hanks, and of course, last night we did Live Wire Wednesday. But all those shows run 5 days a week, so we have shows at 10, noon, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then starting next week, we're going to be doing a brand new show called LPOD. Which will be airing right here on Tony Curry Radio that you can check out. So it's going to be super cool. So I'm excited about that.
This isn't your father's NPR.
No, we're filling it out.
Yes.
And I was on here yesterday and I saw Kai Gregory's watching this morning, one of our proud sponsors of Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction or otherwise, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, serving the United States of America, just like Tony Curry Radio does. And, of course, your word and your handshake still mean something. I'm sitting here yesterday, and I saw that Mr. Brown there, Ryan Brown, was watching us yesterday from the next round.
He's watching from? That's what I was going to say. Wasn't he on the air?
Well, no. They get on the air, I think, at 10 or 9 o'clock. But he was watching. So Jim Dunaway and LT, you guys, in the next round. And I told people to go download their app. They got over 8,000 followers on YouTube. They're doing really, really well. So, all right, so what was your take, first of all? Let's talk about Olivia Newton-John, because I haven't talked to you since then. She was your Julie Andrews. Was she really your Julie Andrews, or was she the next closest thing to a Julie Andrews for you? As far as
what? What do you mean next closest?
Because you know how I feel about Julie
Andrews. Yeah. No, I guess she's...
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did, but you know what's so interesting about it?
You cried when Olivia Newton-John died?
This is interesting, because I haven't thought about Olivia Newton-John or really...
Yeah.
Just nothing, you know, for years. And then I heard she died, and we all kind of do the same thing, right? If, you know, it's terrible. And then we all, particularly with musicians, all those songs. And I went back, and I listened to a couple songs, and man, unlike if she hadn't passed, and I listened to the song, it would, you know, make a little verklempt.
Yeah.
But as soon as it happened, I just started crying. And it's really interesting because I think it happened for a few reasons. One, she was 73.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early.
Too young.
You know, you can't do the, "Well, she lived a full life." That was number one. Number two, definitely one of my first crushes. You know, and again, when she sang this stuff, I was only like 7, 8, 9 years old, but a crush in an 8, 9 year old way, right? Yeah. Kind of infatuated with. And then I started going back and looking at all the stuff. And you know, they're markers of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so I it was hard for me to sort of differentiate how sad I was for her loss that she passed versus that kind of, oh, my God, all these different times in my life. And that's what I think triggers the emotion, plus the music.
Yeah.
It's always music. I mean, when an actor dies or an actress dies, it's sad. Robin Williams guy kind of cried, mm-hmm. but it's always musicians because music moves us so much more emotionally.
Yeah.
The only thing I couldn't do, and I never liked this even when she went through the whole get physical thing with the headband, just like now looking back on the headband, I just can't.
She actually mentioned this on Fox 6 on Tuesday. She really was a mover and shaker in a couple ways. First of all, she created the headband to wear outside the gym.
Yes.
People didn't wear headbands outside the gym. My next door neighbor, who's 75 years old, wears it when he cuts his grass. I wore a headband for a while when I was cutting grass. But, I mean, no one ever wore a headband outside the gym, which was good. In 1978, she had a lawsuit against MCA. Back then, they would say, you're going to give us a certain number of albums in a certain number of years. And they would have you under contract for both. So, and typically, it was two albums a year. We look at that now. It's like, hell, Boston had three albums in 70 years or 30 years. And so they go, okay, you got a big deal. You have a hit song. We're going to give you $1 million, which is money that they've never seen because they've been playing nightclubs and bars and church socials and malls and shit their entire life. And all of a sudden, you got someone willing to get behind you and say, we're going to promote this and this and this, and we're going to push you through until your next deal. Much like athletes, it's not the first deal. It's the second deal.
Right.
The second contract is where you make your jack, right? So that first deal is where a lot of people get in trouble because they sign something that really they probably shouldn't.
Right.
Four albums in 2 years, and if she didn't produce every album she said and did it within that time period, then they had her on the hook for another 6 years because she was not acknowledging her contract correctly. So she sued them because she said they didn't actively push her product out. Because there was other artists. You're the hot thing of the day. You're great. Your second album, they're thinking it's going to probably do pretty well because your first album was really good. And so she sued them for it. So they changed. It was the number of albums and not so much the years. So
that makes sense. And that changed
the entire industry in 1978.
Well, and that's hard for an artist or I guess, like an author. I mean, it's one thing for an athlete.
It's like making Leonardo da Vinci.
Right. Come on, man. Crank them out.
Crank them out. Yeah, I mean, you're either feeling creative or you're not. And the more pressure you're under to do those things, then the more difficult it is. The other thing, and I brought this up the other day, and I think it was really interesting, but 41 years ago last week was when MTV started in 1981. They knew that her first single was going to be Physical, and they knew that this was a different type of Olivia Newton-John. She was not pre-Sandy, the post-Sandy.
Yeah,
she was in the leather pants. She had the look.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And there was a line in it, horizontally, which she didn't feel very comfortable doing. And so 7 weeks after that video platform started, the song Physical came out. And I would be the first one to say I was 15 or 16 years old. I was watching that because John was smoking hot. And she looked great in the video.
Oh, she did.
But the video sucked.
Yeah, they all did.
Because it was all just a bunch of fat guys. And I'm like, trying to be funny,
but that's
what she wanted, and that's what made Olivia Newton-John so great.
You know, she's
because she
like
stuck to her guns, she stayed classy. She didn't, and I'll use Sheena Easton as an example. Sheena Easton, man, it was like the drug lords got a hold of her or something. She was the Whitney Houston of her time, and all of a sudden she got with Bobby, and man, just went. Next thing you know, she's singing songs, and I was talking to Janis Rogers, Sugar Walls. What the hell? I mean, she just went nasty, strut. She's walking around she's banging Prince. I mean, it's like Sheena Easton was singing, the morning train, the 9 to 5. My man gets home from work and we go out and da da da. Next thing you know, she's just nasty. And Olivia Newton-John kind of stuck to her guns.
Olivia Newton-John's a much like, I know I always do this, I'm sorry, but it's like Taylor, she's like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Sort of, keeping it within.
Well, we don't know what Taylor Swift's story is yet. She ain't done yet.
Well, that's true.
Miley Cyrus was super clean for
I think it's okay though. See, like you want people to be, you want them to be physical. I do. I want them to be physically healthy. I want them to have good mental health so that if they're going to something that's a lot more provocative and sort of bizarre, I want to make sure as a psychologist, okay, you're doing that very intentionally, mm-hmm. and this is not like you're losing your mind. And for Miley, I mean, I don't know, but I'm okay with that. It was like Hannah Montana, right? It's all good, yep. Miley, and now we got Miley.
So Beyonce comes out with a new album called Renaissance.
Yep.
She's catching a lot of flack. She's had some change, some lyrics. Someone saying she's sampling something that she didn't pay for. So if she did not post that picture of her butt naked,
yeah,
with their nipples covered. And I guess it's, I don't know if that's the album cover. I don't know where that picture came from, but I'm assuming it has to do with the album cover. And I'm going, yeah, you look smoking hot. You look fantastic. I know you're proud of your body and you want to show it off. And I'm just kind of like.
But she's always been that way.
Yeah.
She's I mean, within Rain, right, with Destiny's Child, like she's always been, and I shouldn't say that way. To me, that's within her, that's consistent within her brand.
When someone does something like that, okay, consistent with their brand, I'm going, who are you going after?
I don't know.
Black men?
No.
White men? Any man that wants to see that?
Maybe because it's empowerment of being a woman.
Yeah. Well, you're born with that. You've got that. All women do. And I just... Well, I mean, one of the reasons we love the Julie Andrews and some of the Debbie Boones. I know people are like, oh my god.
No, well, you do.
The Olivia Newton-Johns, and we talk about how wonderful they are and classy they are, is because they didn't feel like they had to show everything.
Okay,
we know it's under there. There is nothing better than the ramp up to finally see it, because when you finally do see all of it, I mean, that's just true for guys. That's why women shouldn't sleep with guys on first dates.
Right.
Give them something to look forward to. Make it last 3 or 4 months. Let them get to second base and then smack the hell out of them and say, no, not yet. Because that gives guys an opportunity to give. And sometimes when you do finally see it, I cannot wait to see her naked. And when you finally do, It's great, but it's over, and it's kind of like, okay, I've seen you, and so you don't really have something to look for. And that's kind of where I was with Olivia Newton-John and her music.
So you wanted to get her to see her naked at some point?
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah. You know you did.
No, I mean, there's no doubt.
Yes.
That.
But yeah. It's also a function of the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
We're a lot more. I mean, we're talking about Elvis Presley not being on television because he was shaking his hips, and now we've got
right. But don't be an old man.
I'm not being an old man. I'm just being a real man.
Right.
Listen,
I
love seeing women as much as the next guy.
Yes.
The minute I see a good-looking woman, sometimes I put in NUDE right after it just to see. Well, I'm sure she's been out there somewhere. All right. So we got some great clients that we're going to be talking about, including Coosa Valley Auto. Al Cooper, my good friend. Is now on a radio station. He's selling the bejeebers out of cars. We're working really well for him, which is a wonderful thing. So we'll talk about that in just a few seconds. Did want to mention this Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian thing. So she's 41, he's 28.
I'm chomping at the bit on this.
He's in therapy now.
He was in therapy before, though, too.
But he's in trauma therapy. This is brand new. I thought it was because of the relationship. Now they're saying it has something to do with Kanye because he bit back. He went after Kanye and said, listen, you big puss.
Yes.
Stop ruining your life and just chill out.
Yeah.
And Kim now is coming out and saying, hey, listen, he has my full support.
Who does? Which one?
Kim supporting Pete.
Also supporting Kanye.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
He's had tattoos. He got branded with her initials. He wore a t-shirt. He's in Australia cutting some movie called Wizards, and he had a t-shirt that said, I feel like shit.
Yes, that's okay.
Which that a lot of people said had something to do with their breakup.
Of course.
So when we first talked about this, you brought up the age gap thing. Because I had an opportunity at the age of 56 to get together with a 22-year-old right after my divorce several months ago.
You can tell me about that one.
No, you know she is.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it was like, it was all like, let's go.
Yeah,
and I mean, it would have been an easy get. And I was kind of like,
no.
And I wasn't in the right place. I didn't need any more drama in my life.
No.
I'm just like, and it was like a, no drama, let's just hook up. I was like,
that's
no,
right.
You know. And of course, I told a couple friends of mine, they're like, dude, you're crazy. She's 32 years younger than you. You should go for it. And I was like, no.
Oh, you should go for it.
Oh, well, yeah. They're like, well, just go out and have a good time with
no,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Go have a cup of coffee. You see what happens.
Yeah, you also have one of your best friends, a psychologist, is like, you dumb, don't. Right.
Yeah. When no. When I'm going out with a gal that's 5 years older than my oldest son, I'm kind of like, that's kind of weird.
There you go. There's a way to give you some perspective.
So this from an article written in The Atlantic called Try Dating Someone Your Own Age.
Mm-hmm.
It was posted in Psychology Today. And if you go and look at age gap in marriage circumstances.
Ooh, this is nice.
It shows up in almost every lawyer feed out there. I mean, there's like 75 divorce lawyers, and they're like,
right.
And so this is really interesting. So they're saying that if you want, based on percentages, The best chance to make a marriage work is if you're between 0 and 3 years age difference.
Right.
Okay.
Now be careful though. That doesn't mean your marriage is going to work.
No.
It just means that's one.
No, we know that. Right. We know that 50%, roughly 50% of first marriages don't work.
I actually think that number is trending downward. I think we're down in the 40s and 30s,
This is from 2020.
Yeah.
So
but
50%,
yes.
And we're getting out of COVID too, so that may go back up again. Yeah, 67% of second marriages don't work.
Mm-hmm.
74%. You have a 3 out of 4 shot, your marriage ain't going to work if you're getting married for the third time.
Right, just stop.
So when you have an Elizabeth Taylor who got married 5 times and was married to a person who was 31 years older or younger than her, and it worked, is amazing. And maybe she was just too damn old to get a divorce.
There's not an uptick like way at the end, like after 8 marriages and somebody's
so
40
if you,
years
if
younger.
If you have a 1 to 3 year age difference in your marriage, you have a 3% more likely chance to get divorced than just the 50-50 split. 5 years difference in age, you have an 18% more likely chance to split. 10 years difference, so you're 40, she's 30, or vice versa, or you're 50 and 40, you have a 39% more likely, not 39% divorce,
right.
39% more likely than the divorce of what I just mentioned. If you have a 20-year gap in your age group, now, Pete and Kim fall in that 10-year thing.
Yeah.
They weren't married. And by the way, he was all in. They were talking about he was about ready to propose to her.
He
fell hard, dude. He's a 28-year-old dude with a 41-year-old hot mogul smoking hot.
Just be quiet.
He was all in.
I have so much to say. Go ahead.
I know, right?
Go ahead.
95% more likely
to
get divorced if you're 20 years and 30 years... is 172% more likely to get a divorce.
Okay, but there's one question. I know it's probably not in that data.
Yeah.
Can I just be just quickly scientist geek?
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this. There is that age difference, but I wonder if they're controlling for where that age difference is.
This is just straight numbers.
I know. So so I guarantee you there's some variance there.
Uh-huh.
The difference between, let's say, a 50 and 55-year-old for a 5-year difference.
Yeah.
Versus a 20 and 25-year-old. Or if you want to go 10 years, the difference.
There's a lot of numbers here, because 50 and 55, more likely it's your second and third marriage.
Yeah, but that's, you're right. I mean, it's really complicated, but I do think there's a difference. Okay.
So I have the right to change how I feel about things.
And very good with that.
I'm really, you know, it's real easy to be super opinionated on stuff that you've never been through before.
That's right.
Well, if I was in that bank robbery, I would have grabbed that gun and blah, 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 blah. If I was on Jeopardy, I would have done that answer and I would have won Wheel of Fortune that night. And then you get on, it's like television, right?
If
I was on TV, I'd say that and you get on TV and you're like, exactly, right? So don't ever pretend you know what the hell you're talking about unless you've actually experienced it.
That is true.
Okay?
That's true.
Please take that into account, whether it's
anything,
addiction, depression, robberies, relationships. You can have, now, if someone asks you and says, what do you think? Feel free to give your opinion.
Right.
But I've never been in that position. I've never been in that situation. But if I was, this is what I do. But you don't have any.
This is what I think
any,
I would do.
That's like when white people try to act like they know what a black person feels in this country.
No,
you
no,
have no
don't.
Clue.
Right.
You have no clue. Well, I got black friends. I don't care. You're not black.
Right.
So don't tell me what you think black people. You can tell me if they ask you. But until you're black, and you never will be, you're never going to know what it's like to be black in the United States of America or anywhere. So I think that's amazing. So when people talk about age differences, and I remember having a conversation with Aldo Greco when we did the opening drive on Stephen Crutcher, good morning to you, on Jocks 94.5. And Al had just gone through a divorce, and we were talking. We did a whole thing on this thing called Bone Fragments that I did, where age differences. And he had this, like, 26-year-old woman who was wanting to go out with him. And I said, are you going, right? And he's like, no, I'm not going. Actually, I think she was, like, 22 or 21 because she was about the same age as his daughter. He's like, dude, I'm not going out with a girl. She could be my daughter's best friend. I said, that's cool, dude. Go for it, man. Get after it. I said, you don't have to marry her. Just go out and see what it's all about. He goes, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to do that. And so now looking back on that, where I've had my opportunity.
Oh, okay, yes. Are you,
I've changed my mind.
Okay, good.
Because I'm like, what does it hurt? What's the problem?
Oh, wait, you changed it, which way? You changed your mind.
Well, back then I was like, well, go for it.
Okay, now?
And I was thinking, you know, it'd be kind of cool to go out with someone 20 years younger than you. Look at you, the man.
Yeah.
A 22-year-old wanting a 43-year-old.
How old's your oldest? Almost 18?
His oldest, yeah. My son turns 18 in October.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so I've kind of backed off that a little bit and understand where that's because I had never been through that situation. And at the time I was married. Now that I'm divorced, I'm looking back on that. I'm not saying that if I was out at a coffee shop
and I'm sitting there
and some 23, 24, 25 year old's making eyes at me for some reason. And she's being flirtatious and she comes over and she wants to talk. And for some reason we really hit it off knowing that I'm 30 years older than her. God, I can't believe I'm 30 years old.
Just see, like that, see, just that.
Yeah.
And it should be.
It makes you feel really good as a 56-year-old guy because you feel like you still got it. There are a lot of young girls that go for that father figure, which is red flag from hell.
Yeah.
Because that means they probably didn't have a dad or they were sexually abused or traumatized early in their
right,
life.
Look at you, and right?
Which way that flag.
Right.
And you want to be the hero. And they're looking for stability. They're looking for a guy who's already made himself. He knows what he wants in life. He's already had kids and she's not interested, which could change as well. And so you go through that and you think to yourself, okay, and if she said, hey, listen, you want to take this a step further, maybe meet tomorrow for a cup of coffee. I'm not saying I wouldn't do that. Would I actively go out and look for it or get on a dating app and look for 22? No. If it fell on my lap, would I entertain the idea? Absolutely. And I'd probably do it more for my vanity than anything.
Would you really? Would you really?
Like, yeah, I don't know too many guys in my age group, if they had a 25-year-old attractive woman who was, again, being proactive.
No, I know.
I'm not going to chase it. I'm not going to run after it.
No, I understand. But no,
this is the baby deer. This is the baby deer. If I'm sitting on my back porch and a baby deer comes up to me, I will pet it, but I'm not going to chase through the yard trying to catch it.
That's, to me, that's too easy of an excuse as a guy because it sounds nice, sounds really nice. I would not pursue somebody. I would not actively look for somebody who's 20 years old.
No, I'm not actively looking.
No, but that's
what she's coming to me.
This is what I'm saying.
That would be the only case I would do.
That's a bullshit excuse.
Yeah.
That's an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
No, it is an excuse.
Because I think there's something to be learned here. First of all, I may look at her and go, thank goodness I'm not going for 25-year-olds because we have nothing. I told you that I've crossed over, and I understand that.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying.
But there ain't a guy out there, because I speak for all guys, there ain't a guy out there that wouldn't have a girl 30 years his junior come up.
And what?
Well, first of all, he'd do it just to tell all his buddies.
But stop. But like, okay. Can we just like have a reality check here? And
no,
if you're a guy. No, listen. If you're a guy, and this is actually what Tony Curry is saying is like making sense to you, then you need to check your head. Because here's why I'm saying this. And let's use ages. Let's not just go 20 years, 30 years younger. You are 50. And we'll just go, what'd you say, a 22-year-old?
Take 25.
25.
50 and 25.
Okay, so 25 years younger. Now stop the age difference for a second. She's 25. Mm-hmm. So maybe, let's see, 25. So if she went to college, she's been out a couple years.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's in her first job. Mm-hmm. And she is the age, she is closer in age to your, and depending on if you've been married before or whatever, and you have kids, she is closer in age to your kids.
Yes.
And this is the part where if you have kids and you are single, and you have somebody who is coming at you who is within 5 years of your kid's age, stop.
No.
Think of your kids. I'm not saying think of what it would do to your kids, but think how creepy that is given that they're close to your kid's age. And the reason I'm saying that there is no excuse of saying, well, if she came up to me, because if you're feeling that way, even if she came to you, that's still not... right. It's not healthy. Because be it for me to say right or wrong. It is not healthy.
Are you, do you like the half plus seven?
Yes, I mean, and more.
Which means I could date a 35-year-old.
Yeah, and I'd have a, I would have a couple problems with that. I'd have a, I wouldn't have a creep factor as much. You can see me. I'm right on my edge of creep factor. But I'm asking you, okay, Tony, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's when you really have to have. Now, again, there's a lot of people that just to date. They're not looking for anything serious. That's why we have dating apps. I've got friends of mine that date 50 and they just want to hook up. And again, we all have different reasons why we go on dates. And if you're one of those beboppers, you just want to date around because you find it fun. Remember speed dating?
That's a lot of people are
like, I don't want to get anything serious. I'm not looking for any expectations, which we talked about last week. I just want to date and have a good time. If you just want to go out and have fun, that's fine. That's great.
So you're going to go out and go have fun with what? With somebody your dad's age? Or your mom's age? I mean, it just makes no...
Let them find out. I'm not going to tell somebody not to go out with a 56-year-old because just the age group. Let them go and find out. Because eventually, it will all come out.
But there should be an... what I'm saying
because
is...
Because the thing that makes a relationship go is what? Is what you have in common. This whole opposites attract is bullshit.
Yeah.
We're so different. That's why we get along. You ain't getting along. I got news for you. It ain't going to happen. Look at Pete and Kim. It ain't going to happen.
Well,
the only thing they had in common is they're celebrities. It ain't going to happen. So you need to have something in common. So if I've already got three kids, I mean, I'll go back to Monica and Selleck on Friends, that whole relationship, how much they loved each other.
Yeah, but he's Tom Selleck. 25.
Yeah, well.
Tom Selleck can get...
So if you look like Tom
Selleck, I would go out with
you
Tom
can
Selleck.
Date.
I mean, Tom Selleck.
I'd go date for Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck's a whole different thing.
Tom Selleck with the mustache is much better than Tom Selleck without the mustache.
Yes, that's true. But here's... Look, okay, so here's the Pete and Kim thing. And this is what I was saying. So 28 and 41, that's 13 years difference. I know the statistics. But you could almost say, okay, well, it's not so... It's not as creepy.
And the plus seven would be about 28.
So right. So you and a 25-year-old is creepy and don't ever do it. And that's fine. But when you talk about that particular age difference, 28 and 41, late 20s, early 40s. This is why I was saying maturity. I don't care about the age as much as the developmental stage.
Yeah.
At that age of 28, you're still exploring and learning how to be an adult.
And developing,
You're still getting a lot of things out. You want to, and particularly with them, when you have financial means, you're wanting to travel. You're wanting to go try things out. And part of the reason you're doing that is because you know that the adult world is encroaching on you more and more. I'm 28. I can't go clubbing as much as I used to. I have to get a job. I got to start thinking about being in a relationship. So what you're doing at 28 or late 20s is there is this massive push to like hang on to your childhood.
Yeah.
And this is what we saw, including in the case of Pete Davidson, including maybe having a mature relationship. Right, you're not mature, but you want that nurturing. You want all that stuff. And so you're caught in between. You're wanting to go out and party, but you can't really party anymore because you're 28 years old.
And she's got four kids.
Right. And so the difference between the two of them is he's still getting after it in the sense of he's wanting to do all these life things, but he's also wanting to be with her. And he's forced to make a decision between the two. And at least if we take from the story, she's 41. She's got four kids. She's got a lot of other priorities that don't fit with his. And there's nothing, that's not a judgment call or one or the other, but that's where the maturity factor sets in. And then particularly for someone like him, I mean, this is, don't go tattoo, you tattooing the kids, initials or names? Okay, please stop. That's showing your immaturity right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you're branding her initials, stop. Yeah. That's showing your image. It's showing your immaturity. And at 28, that's why you shouldn't be with this 41-year-old. And to me, it's not surprising because of it's not just the age difference, it's where they are in life.
As in your face, this relationship was, they were posting pictures of them in the same pajamas. They were going to vacations together. It's great. So everyone saw this relationship.
And you said, by the way, you said it was this was a 9-month relationship. This wasn't like a 4-year marriage.
No, if they had dated for like a year and a half or 2 years, then I'd probably have a bigger issue in the fact that it was only 9. Because I think the typical dating scene is about 6 to 9 months before you realize, hey, this is not for me.
Right.
I don't believe it was amicable. I don't believe that they were, because we already know she's the one that cut it off and it broke his heart. But for people out there that are defending Pete and saying that Kim used him.
I don't think so.
Pete is 28 years old. Right. I know he's not fully developed. We know that men don't fully develop ever.
He also has, let me just say, and this is not a blame, but listen, he's coming in with stated. Yeah, this is him. He's got some mental health issues. And again, and when I say mental health issues, I'm really clear.
I feel sorry for him.
I do too.
But I also, he's going to look back on this, and it's a learning experience. Yes. Here. He's going to look back on this and say, I was a fool. I was a fool. I made some serious mistakes. Now, this could be a typical, let's forget they're movie stars.
Yes. Thank you.
This is because a 21, 28-year-old.
This absolutely.
Put the kids in. Put him in. You're both successful. You're both financial, but you're not celebrities. This will happen every single time.
Yes. Yes.
And typically, the 28-year-old will fall in love. It's super cool to be going out. I don't think she's even a cougar yet. But he's going out with a super hot 40-year-old, which turns a lot of 20-year-old guys on.
Absolutely.
She's getting a younger guy, mm-hmm. and she's coming out of a messy divorce. We can get into that.
Mm-hmm.
The old Kanye thing, because that's black and white, literally, between those two guys. And so it wasn't a boy toy.
No.
I believe when she was on Ellen and she was talking about, you know, she was very subtle. Do you see marriage in your future? Not with Pete. And she said, yeah, I mean, that's something that I think we all strive for. And then Pete was on a show with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart podcast. What do you see? He's like, well, yeah, I see marriage. And I mean, he was talking with Ken because that was in the throes about 6 months in. And so, he's hurt. I mean, this is a heartbreak for him, but it went way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's way too much stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they ever had the conversation. Now, it looked like they spent a ton of time together. As busy as they are, it looks like they spent a ton of time together, but I don't know. But I don't know if they ever had the conversation of what do you want out of this relationship?
Well, or they did.
Do you want more kids?
Or they did, and likely she had it with him, right? And he, I mean, I like the way you said, let's stop looking at them as celebrities, because this storyline...
No, 4128 is super danger land.
Well, that, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good. So he's fallen hard. Let's make the assumption. She's probably fallen, but not hard, because she's got some maturity, right? She's been before. She's
super
looking...
successful, independent. She's rocking.
Well, and even not life insurance, just relationship maturity. She may recognize a lot better than a 28-year-old, what it means to be infatuated, what it means to lust for someone, how to separate that from love and commitment. At 41, you have a much better chance of having that figured out than at 28. And there's nothing wrong with that at 28, because you haven't learned that yet.
Yeah.
So you can see how someone at 28 is going to fall much harder. And the 41-year-old, I'm guessing, as things were not working ideally, or maybe in her mind, she's like, okay, this is just not kind of going the way I see my future. I am going to guess, because I've seen this a lot, that she was sort of slowly, not ghosting him, kind of backing off.
Yeah, and just because he's 28, he's super successful, he's super rich, doesn't mean that he's super mature.
No!
He's a comedian, and I got news for you. I've been around enough comedians, and they're funny for a reason. And she is business, believe it or not. She's incredibly calculated everything she does, despite she's posting pictures of herself, you know, with her Skims on and this, that, and the other. And so I think what happened is he saw stability. He saw beauty.
Yes.
This is the perfect woman.
Yes.
And she looking at him going, this was a sheer break. I finally got some humor in my life. Even her sister Chloe is like, I've never seen her so happy. And she was.
Yes.
For a period of time.
Until she
realized, okay, do I want to spend the rest of my life with this?
Yes, and sometimes, and women are so much better at this than men. She may have also recognized, he's fallen hard for me, and I am not falling hard for him in the same way. And she may have also recognized that he's going down the I want to be with you forever, and I'm not there.
Yeah.
And sometimes what happens is when that is not matched up. So maybe the 28-year-old says, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
She says, that's not something I want to do right now. Instead of cooling off, 28-year-old pushes harder because they don't know. They don't know how to be okay with her saying, that's not what I want to do right now. So he pushes harder and he pushes harder. No, no, no. I love you. I want to be with you. And what that ends up doing is it really turns the other person off.
Yeah.
And at some point, The 41-year-old goes, you know what? Hey, look, this is already not working for me, and I want you to be okay in your life.
Do you think they told each other they loved each other? I mean,
If I had a guess, he told her, and I don't know.
Did she feel obligated to say,
I don't know. That's a hard one, right? That's a hard one. It's, you never should, but it's so hard not to say it.
Yeah, 9 months in is about the time where that stuff starts to creep in, or I'm crazy about you.
Crazy about you is okay.
But I mean, ultimately, if he can get through the pain, and I know heartbreaks are just really horrible. He's going to come out better for this. Not only is it a learning experience,
but yes,
the fact that he dated Kim Kardashian and a relationship with her, because I think a lot of people thought it was just a fling. And she wasn't even divorced at the time when they first met in October last year, that he's going to come out looking better, not only from a character standpoint, but also from a fan standpoint, because I think people have his back. They like him. They think he's super great. He's super successful on Saturday Night Live. They love his movies. He's quirky. He's different. He's different looking. He doesn't look well. And that was the first thing, is everyone was like, what the hell does she see in him? It's easy to see what you see in her. And that's why, you know, these people saying, I told you it wasn't going to work. No, you didn't. I mean, 99 out of 100 of these don't work.
Well, wasn't going to work, right?
They were dating. Now, if they got married,
nah,
you can certainly make that argument. But I feel for Pete, but I can also tell you. And, when I was 18, I was dating a 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm. That's a big difference.
And her name was Sherry. And I met her. I don't even know where I met her. And I couldn't believe I got a date with her because she was so far outside my league, or at least I thought. And that was my heartbreak. That was my only heartbreak in my life. I mean, it killed me. It was from that point on.
Was that your first love?
Yeah, the first time I thought I was in love.
Okay, so that's why.
She'd gotten on the pill. Her friends were like, hey, Sherry's getting on the pill. And I was like, you know, and I was still a virgin.
Yeah.
And,
but that's different. So the heartbreak, I mean, that's a different kind of heartbreak.
Yeah, but I was the one that always was breaking things off. That was the first time where...
That's just defense mechanisms.
I even said something to the point where, you know, I was like, let's just pretend we're still dating. I was doing anything to save it. It was.
I could see,
I was pathetic. I drove all the way from Cincinnati to Louisville, Kentucky, because I was going for a job interview. And I remember just crying about this girl. And we'd only gone out for like 3 or 4 months.
Because she's grabbed your heart.
But I love the fact that she was stable, and she wasn't really stable.
She
had a job. I was radio. Relative to me,
it's all relative, right?
But I mean, an older woman thing. I was like,
she could drink. Well, you were 18, so you could
drink.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, I think that's the part. And I hope people aren't. I really hope. Well, it's celebrity. They're gonna hate her. I hope they're not hating on Kim as much.
No, I think she did it right.
Yes,
she could have held it. She could have just. And maybe she's been holding on for 2 or 3 months, but she was just on TV like a month ago.
Saying what?
Talking about how wonderful the relationship was. And
well, it was one relationship, but you see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the difference. She could be wonderful, and she could have said, look, this was a great... just quickly, this is spicy.
Yeah.
This is spicy. She could have really liked where the relationship was. I enjoy going out with you. I enjoy dating with you. I enjoy us being together. I've got 4 kids. I may or may not be divorced yet, right? I have a business.
She is.
Okay, she's divorced. I have no desire to marry you right now, or maybe ever, but I love your company.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who falls for somebody else, that is as much as a breakup.
Yeah.
But the difference is, much like you, there's still a ray of hope. Because she's not saying, I don't ever want to see you again. What she's saying is, I don't want us to be a married couple. And so the person who falls hard is now going, oh my God, the window's closing.
Yeah.
So I got to push harder. I'm going to get a tattoo. I'm going to get branded. Yeah. I'm going to show you how wonderful it is. And then even to your description, I'm going to beg and plead, and I'm going to get on my knees, and I'm going to make a complete fool out of myself because I've so fallen for you. And the great irony of that is, it just turns the other person off even more. To the point where if they're mature enough, they say,
It's a bad feeling, man, when you know you're losing it.
You
start playing games. You start trying to play a little coy. You don't call them a little bit more. Right. And you're doing everything.
And that doesn't work. And then what do you do?
Yeah.
Then you call and you're texting 5,000 times.
Exactly. A relationship does work when you're buying the right vehicle. And if you do that at Coosa Valley Auto, acoosavalleyautosale.com, Talked to my good friend Al Cooper up there, Brad, David, Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, the entire crew. It's unlike any car buying experience you'll ever have. Listen, I've been doing endorsements for car dealerships, probably 20 of them. I've been in the manager's office. I've done the whole, I've sold cars. I know how it works. And so when Al told me to come up to Coosa Valley up in Sylacauga and see how they do things, I was like, this is really interesting. It's a customer co-op situation. Most cars aren't in the lot for more than 2 or 3 days, which should tell you something. If you buy a vehicle from them and you have any issues, bring it back. They'll fix it for free just for the parts. It's unbelievable. They do a wonderful job. And again, you can find, don't go buy a brand new car. The minute you take it off the lot, it's going to lose depreciation by 15, 20%. Get yourself a great used car and do that at CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. Right now, I don't know, there's like 35 cars a lot. If you go to their website, there's some cars that don't even have pictures because they're coming in so fast and they're heading back out. So go up there, but there's always a great, great variety of different vehicles up there. I'm going to buy a car from them here in the next couple of weeks. CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. Give Al a call. They'll be opening up here in about an hour. 256. He gets good hours. 10 o'clock. He wakes up. He gets going. Nice. 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And his phone rings like from the minute he gets there. 256-267-0296. 256-267-0296. Check him out. They do wonderful work at Coosa Valley Auto. So, Joe Francis, I think, is a creep. I think he's a piece of shit. He's been sued by a million people. He's the girls gone wild thing. He absolutely killed it. I remember getting home from my bar gigs at 1 o'clock in the morning, and all it was Girls Gone Wild videos on every network. And it was hard not to watch because it is. I mean, you get down to Fort Lauderdale, Miami Beach, or whatever, and you got girls getting crazy, and there's parties, and there was a Girls Gone Wild boat, and there was a Girls Gone Wild movie, and I mean, he made his. I don't know where he's at now financially, but anyway, he posted a picture.
Bankrupt.
Probably. Kylie Jenner turned 25 yesterday, and he posted this picture. I don't know if you can see it, and he's looking right down at her backside, and he posted that picture and said, happy birthday at Kylie Jenner. I'm so proud of you and your success. Okay. And of course, everyone saw the picture and he's staring right at her backside and they're like, you're a creep. What are you doing? At least she was 18 when you were looking at her, blah, 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 blah. He's like, first of all, I have two daughters. I consider Kylie a daughter of mine. And a lot of people, then they went off on him going, dude, are you looking at your daughter's asses too? You freak, you creep. I mean, when you've been around all that nastiness for a long period of time, maybe you have an eye for it. Maybe you cannot not look at a girl's ass when she walks by. I don't know. And then he said something very interesting. The father of twin daughters responded by the query by reminding the fan that he's a man.
Oh, here we go.
I knew you'd love this.
God.
I'm a man and claiming that all straight men always are looking at beautiful women. True or not?
I don't like, you know me, I don't like
yes no
all the time. I mean, we've done a whole show on this. Do you notice a beautiful person?
Every heterosexual man in a room.
Wait, you can do it.
And
you can
a beautiful woman walks in, there is not a man that will not take a peek.
Yes, but listen.
So that's true.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But that. And I'm saying this, let's not just play heterosexual because it goes, and let's just play man versus woman, and then it doesn't have to be gay versus straight. If you see somebody who you think is beautiful and you are attracted to their physical beauty, there is a hardwired tendency to look.
Yes.
And the reason I'm saying this is, let's be careful not, and now I'm looking to me, now I'm defending. Women look at men. Men look at men. Women look at women.
There's just a lot more women to look at than men.
Yeah, but it's an attraction thing.
Yeah.
And I think I did an article about it. Is it okay? The whole gawking thing and the and harassment, cat calls and all that kind of stuff. So do you look? Yes. Do you look? Yes. Do you drop your jaw and your eyeballs and you're looking and you're staring?
Yep.
No. You know why? Because you're civilized and you've got two flipping daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the difference. The reason that we're supposed to be civilized human beings.
I wonder why he posted that particular picture.
Yeah, but that's
if he stuck with Kylie Jenner, why would he post a picture of him looking at her backside?
That's what I mean.
And I don't know. Maybe he's coming out with a second reincarnation.
That's exactly.
I don't know what it is, but I'm kind of like, because he knew that he was going to.
And his statement is so. It's PR.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. And this goes back to the thing we're talking about age. You're 50 years old, mm-hmm. and you see a beautiful, absolutely beautiful 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Do you notice her? Yes.
Sure.
Do you then, should you then go instantly, I'm 50 years old, she's 25, she could be my daughter, okay, I move on.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. You don't go, well, I'm a man, and because I'm a man, like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop all that. And that's why I'm saying the attraction happens every day. I'm sure my wife of 24 years, who is the, you know Jules, mm-hmm. if she saw a beautiful, I've seen it, and then you stop. You don't do this. You don't, but this is social media.
Much like I don't know what it's like to be black, I don't know what it's like to be a really attractive, hot 25-year-old, and I understand you work out, you're proud of your body, you may wear form-fitting tight clothes to work, maybe you even show yep. some cleavage, and I've been around it enough where, you know, there was a new salesperson up at Cumulus when I worked up there. When she came in the office, everyone knew when she was coming to the office.
Yeah.
And every guy was by the pot of coffee because they knew she was coming. It was pathetic. But my office is right across the hallway, so I was kind of...
You had to go.
But she was striking. She was yes. beautiful. She was fun to look at. Would I had approached it? No. But it was...
But you see the difference?
It's like dropping chum in the middle of a bunch of sharks. To watch these guys kind of meander around, and they're going... They're getting... saltines or crackers out of the machine because they don't want saltines.
But you know what, guys? Like, that's the thing. Don't.
But when you're talking about a guy like him who's made a living out of doing those things.
Well, that's why. He's probably coming out with something.
It's probably part of his hardwiring. But you
posted the picture. Like, come on, dude. Well, and you posted the picture. So even if you posted the picture, but you posted the picture and then your statement, it makes you look even more. Like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I have daughters who are like this, and every man looks fine. Every man looks, you don't gawk.
Real quick, Sesame Street's Rosita, the bilingual Muppet.
Yeah.
The Spanish and Latino, I think, has been out for quite some time. And she was a great character. Has not been seen in a Disney park since a family is pursuing a $25 million racist suit against Disney because evidently, and I talked about this on Tony Curry Live, Muppet came out, had the head on, high-fived a bunch of kids, a little black girl comes up to high-five and totally misses her and just walks away. And then there was a Chuck E. Cheese incident a couple weeks later. It's a sinkhole mentality. Now all of a sudden, all things with heads, you know how I feel about mascots, can I was Scooby-Doo for a while. All of a sudden, they're dissing. There was one where a Chuck E. Cheese, there were five white children on the stage, make eye contact, high five, and there's a little black girl on the floor, totally missed her, walked off. I'm not saying they're not racist. I'm just saying that the suit for someone for $25 million because a Muppet didn't acknowledge your little girl when there's 60,000 children at the Sesame Street parade, good luck with that. Sesame Street is like, you know what? We're going to take Rosalia out of the
That's an interesting. There's probably a lot more there.
Probably. And those things are really hard to see.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So if you're Big Al or Aubie, for the football season, be nice and shake hands with everyone you see. Hulk Hogan turns 69 today. Joe Rogan turns 55 today. He's doing pretty well for himself. And remember Joe Jackson? Had Stepping Out.
Oh, yeah,
she
yeah.
Really went out with him. He turned 68 today. I loved his music. I should play some Joe Jackson on Tony Curry Radio. And I probably will be. It'd be a good Yacht Rock weekend.
It's good Yacht Rock, isn't it?
It really is. All right, we're going to be on Fox 6 here in about 36, 37 minutes. We're going to be talking about tats and piercings for your minors. Are you cool with your 17, 18-year-old wanting to get some piercings? Would they tell you? Would they even ask? and again, I think a lot of guys out there are going to say, my house, my rules, if you're living here. And it's interesting because you have a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. No one in my family.
If Max
did.
Wanted to get a tattoo at Absolutely. The age of 17, would you say 17. Yes?
17, no.
18, yes?
You're out of the house, you do it on your own, yeah.
Okay, well, out of the house, kids can do whatever
yeah,
they want.
Yeah, in my
anyway.
House, but this no,
is,
not
this
right
is,
now.
This is in the house.
No, because I would be, because, not because you're in my house, not no. because you're in my house, but because of your age, because of your age, you're in my house, and because of your age, I don't think you're ready
when
for
it. When
did
you get your first tattoo?
25.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We'll play that out because obviously if it's like, Dad, you have a tattoo.
Yeah. No. I listen. If my kids want to get ink, we get a tattoo, Yes, I not only am I a supporter of it, you're right, I'm not going to be hypocritical.
Yeah.
Now, what they get now, first of all, at their age, they're adults. They're not going to call me up and go, well, they might. But depending on what they would get, I might weigh in. How about that? I would weigh in. I'm in love with this person, and I'm going to get their name tattooed. Get whatever ink you want. We talked about it. Get your mom's name on there, but we
We
don't.
will weigh in with Fox 6 in just
Yes.
about 30 minutes, so check us out.
Don't ever put a tattoo of the person you think you're in love with on
Never,
your body.
ever.
Never.
It never works.
Nope.
Mom's fine. Kids' names are fine.
Yes.
Your kids. Because your kids, you're tied to your kids forever, and they can't divorce you unless you're watching Irreconcilable Differences and you're trying to divorce your parents.
So Pete, that was not a good move.
That may have been, and she even mentioned it on the TV show. Yeah, Pete got himself a tattoo. And
She
she was cool with it. She liked it. She's like, "It's cute. I really like it." And I'm like,
of
"Man,
it.
wasn't he just getting a bunch of shit taken off too? Wasn't he? I mean, he's got a
Maybe it was
commercial
like
for
a
the Vitamin Water."
BOGO, like you know, like a trade out.
Yeah, I can guarantee she didn't get a tattoo of Pete anywhere on her body.
No, she's Kim.
Maybe she got a piercing for him though.
Piercings are di See, this is what we're gonna, I hope they give us enough time. Piercings are a different thing because piercings can go away.
Do you have a problem where the piercing is? Genitals and nipples, you have a problem
Yeah, I mean,
that? Tongue?
again, no, I hate the tongue thing.
If Adair wanted to get a tongue piercing, and she's going to do it anyway, she's 21.
But yeah, if she asked my opinion, I'd be like, no, because you go.
Eyebrows?
No, I don't like it.
The nose, man, the nose thing's always weird to me.
No, see, I'm now listen. The nose, a small nose stud,
Looks
like a
like a
little
pimple.
diamond.
Looks like a zit.
No, I think on certain women, it's very attractive. The ring, I can't go
What
for.
about the lip?
No,
What about the belly button?
I'm okay with belly button.
You ever had a woman that had genital thing or a little ring on the old genitalia?
You're slurring your words.
I was so afraid I was gonna get like
No.
poked or
No,
like, you sure it's not gonna come out? She's like,
no,
no.
I mean, you ran with a different crowd than I did.
Yeah.
So, no, belly button, I'm okay with. I'm
Yeah.
okay with. I don't, and again, if it was my daughter.
I went out with a woman who had a piercing
Nipple?
down there. No,
Oh.
on the backside. Yeah, I was like, "What the hell? What do you have to take it out every time you go to the bathroom?" She's like, "No." I'm like,
Ooh.
"Yeah, it was wild, man.
Okay.
It's weird."
We've gone to a deep, dark.
That lasted 9 months, and she had four kids, and I ended up leaving her because I got a tattoo of her on my armpit. Speaking of tattoos, I'm going to show my tattoo at 9:35. I need to make sure it looks good.
Clean it up a
Yeah,
little.
clean up a little bit. All right, we'll be back on Fox 6 in a few minutes. Thanks for watching Curry and Claypo on TKR. Download the TKR app. Thanks to tens of thousands of folks who've already done that. We love that. Check it out. Get after it. TKR, it's classic rock. We got 13 shows. Starts 10 o'clock every single morning, runs throughout the entire day. And go to wherever you get your Tony Curry radio podcast. You can check out all of our shows on demand anytime. Thanks for watching this morning.